Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 6, 1805. Another cache. The captains named most of the rivers they encountered, and in many cases used what they understood to be the Indian names. As time passed, these rivers' names were changed and anglicized. Such is the case with the Kuskuski River, now called the Clearwater River, down which the Corps has been traveling for some time now. Clark writes about that river today.
A cool easterly wind, which sprung up in the later part of the night and continues until about 7 or 8 o'clock a.m., had all our saddles collected, a hole dug, and in the night buried them. Also a canister of powder and a bag of balls at the place. The canoe which Shields made was cut from the body of a tree. The saddles were buried on the side of a bend about 1/2 mile below. All the canoes finished this evening, ready to be put in the water. I am taken very unwell with a pain in the bowels and stomach, which is certainly the effects of my diet, which last all night. The winds blow cold from a little before day until the sun gets to some height from the mountains east, as they did from the mountains at the time we lay at the falls of the Missouri from the west. The river below this fork is called Kuskuski. It is clear rapid with shoals or swift places. The open country commences a few miles below this on each side of the river. On the larboard side below the first creek, with a few trees scattered near the river. Captain William Clark, October 6, 1805.
If this entry seems a little disjointed, it's probably because Clark, though ill and fatigued, currently bears the responsibility of managing the expedition, as Lewis is so ill that he is not even able to write. The origins of the name Kuskuski are uncertain. Some think it is a Nez Perce name for the river. Others claim that it means clear water, and still others say it represents the Nez Perce term Kuskui, meaning blue-gray. Tomorrow, more powder cached.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.